理课堂听 class.com
Review test. Directions. Listen to the talks, and then answer each question about them by marking the correct choice, A, B, C, or D. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following advertisement.
Some exercise machines, such as rowing machines, work out only your upper body. Others, such as stationary bicycles, work out only your lower body. Does this mean you should buy two machines? Not at all. Exercise experts say that you achieve maximum benefit from working out all your muscle systems at one time. That's why the Polaris Exer system was developed, to provide you with a full body workout from one machine. Easy to use, even for a beginner. Easy to assemble, and even easy to afford. Make one payment of $100 and we'll send you the Polaris Exer system. Then make just four payments of $200 for only 4 months. Act now and start getting in shape.
Now read question number one in your book and answer it. Now read question number two in your book and answer it. Now read question number three in your book and answer it. Questions four and five are based on the following commercial message.
Do you need to rent a car but have a limited budget? Why not give Bob's Auto Rental a call? We provide clean, dependable, quality used cars at unbelievably low rates. So if you want to impress someone, go to one of those expensive rental agencies. If you just want to get from point A to point B and back again, come to Bob's. We're located on Marshall Boulevard, just north of Oxford Mall. We provide free shuttle service to and from the airport and from the major downtown hotels.
Now read question number four in your book and answer it. Now read question number five in your book and answer it. Questions 6 and 7 are based on the following talk.
Before we go on to the next issue, I'd like to go back to the point Jim just made. I don't think his plan to hire temporary help to finish the Shannon project is a good one at all. Sure, it may cost us some in overtime salaries to have our own people do the job, but not as much as it will cost to go through the temporary agencies. Besides, the temporary workers will have to be trained, and think how much time that will take. And in the future, we need to be certain that we have the resources to complete a project on schedule before we accept it.
Now read question number six in your book and answer it. Now read question number seven in your book and answer it. Questions 8 to 11 are based on the following report.
This is Max Hampton of the Eyewitness News Team with the noon update. As you can see, those fires in the warehouse complex in lower downtown that began at about 5 a.m. are still burning out of control. At least two warehouses have been burned to the ground, and half a dozen are in flames. So far, only one person, a night watchman, has been reported injured, mainly because at the time the fires broke out, the area was virtually deserted. The cause of the blaze remains a mystery, although, according to owners, a previous fire here was caused by faulty electrical wiring in these old buildings, There's no evidence of arson. Now we're going to try to get some more details from Fire Chief Paul Cummings. Chief, would you step over here for a moment, please?
Now read question number 8 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 9 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 10 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 11 in your book and answer it. Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following advertisement.
Business persons, we at Mario's Restaurant know just how valuable your time is. If you order from our special business person's menu and your lunch takes longer than 10 minutes to arrive at your table, then it is absolutely free. We also offer private rooms for groups of 8 or more, so have your lunch meetings at Mario's. Also, while you're here, don't forget to drop your business card in the goldfish bowl by the cash register. If we pick your card in our weekly drawing, you win a free dinner for two.
Now read question number 12 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 13 in your book and answer it. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following voicemail message.
This is Don Beeson of Beeson and Sitwell Architectural Associates. It's now 2:30 p.m. I will be out of the office for the rest of the afternoon, and I won't be returning until tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you need to speak with me this afternoon, please leave a message on my voicemail. I'll be checking my voicemail and returning calls from my home. If you have an urgent problem, you can call my partner, Robin Sitwell, at 320-1631. Have a great day.
Now read question number 14 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 15 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 16 in your book and answer it. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following talk.
Welcome to radio station WKYO's show, Garden Spot. This is your host, Peter Brooks. This time of year, with just a few weeks until the first days of fall, is a good time to talk about harvesting your garden vegetables. And today I have a few hints for you. For example, did you know that you should always pick corn in the morning when it's cool? That's because the afternoon heat turns the sugar in the corn to starch and spoils the taste. And did you know that the longer you leave peppers on the vine, the more vitamin C they contain? We'll be back in a moment with more harvesting hints, and a little later, Professor Gail Mueller, an expert on plant parasites, will be dropping by the studio to chat with us. But first, this commercial message from our sponsor, The Colony Seed Company.
Now read question number 17 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 18 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 19 in your book and answer it. Now read question number 20 in your book and answer it. This is the end of the review test for part 4.